Welcome to A Thought for Today with Bro Steph. Today is December 6th, 2022. And before we get started with our thought today, I wanted to just thank you for listening to our podcast. And I also wanted to thank you for spreading the word. Amazon Music reached out to us today and wanted to add us to their platform. And so I went and made that happen. And we're now on Amazon Music and their podcast platform. So if you have the Amazon app, you can find us by simply just searching for Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph, and you can listen to this podcast on the Amazon platform. So, once again, thanks for your participation, listening, and sharing. Now, to our scriptural reading for today. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. And here's our thought for today. We are the body of Christ. We are to be the hands, feet, eyes, and ears of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. And everyone has heard the Great Commission. Excuse me. We've all heard that it is the responsibility of the church, of believers, to share the gospel with those that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. The question can become, how do I do that? How do I share the gospel when, you know, maybe I'm not a people person? Maybe I'm not great at opening a door that people aren't comfortable talking about. Well, let me give you the best thing you can do to help you share the gospel. There are a few things. Number one, always pray and ask God, ask the Lord Jesus through His Spirit to open a door of conversation between you and someone else. Now, that door may not open immediately. It might take weeks, it might take months, it might take a couple years. But ask the Lord to prepare that person's heart to hear the gospel, to hear the good news that Jesus is Lord and that He wants to forgive that person of their sin. Pray and pray and pray. Always ask the Lord to make the heart ready to receive and to open the door of communication. The other thing we have to be very careful about, we have to be careful that our actions match up with our words. If we're sharing with people how great Jesus is and how He can help people and the marvelous things He does for people, then our life needs to be a living testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there sin in our lives that has to be dealt with? Are there things, mannerisms, are there habits that we do that could put people off or that might cause people to go, well, if that is being a Christian, I don't want any part of it. We have to go before the Lord and ask God through His Spirit to search our hearts, to search our attitudes, to search our behaviors, and to make sure that we are living testimonies that Jesus can use to spread the good news. Action step number one for today. As always, read the Word of God. Pray continually. Be thankful and praise the Lord. Action step number two. Ask the Lord to search your heart, to search your attitudes, to search your actions and behaviors, and to show you if you need to be working on something. And then next, pray now and ask God to start opening doors in front of you so that you can share the good news with others, that you can live out the good news with others, that you can be a friend to someone who doesn't know the Lord. And by your actions, by your words, and by your deeds, that person might come to know Him as their personal Lord and Savior. This is Bro Stuff with your thought for today. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming back. And I'll see you on the next thought for today. Bye for now.